Alex in West Virginia is on the line with a question about grading. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
I bought my house last year. It's a 1926 American four-square home. The lot that the home was built on is 140 feet deep by like 30 feet wide. But the problem is the drop from the very back of the lot to the very front of the lot is pretty significant. It's about 10 feet. So the house is on a hill. And I'm wondering what I can do to level out the front yard so it's easier to mow and so it looks nicer, if I could build some sort of retaining wall. And then I want to do something in the backyard the same way, because playing on it for a dog and a kid is kind of hard. I was wondering what you thought about maybe trying to level all that out somehow.
Well, right now it sounds like the house is kind of cut into the hillside. Is it so it slopes down towards the street in the front, or it slopes away from the house?
That's correct. It slopes down. If you stand in the very front of the yard, you're not even above the line in the back.
So, I mean, a retaining wall is the best way to achieve that. But, of course, building a retaining wall, especially if you're talking about several feet like that, is no small task. I mean, it's a pretty big project, and it's got to be done well, because if it's not engineered properly, it's going to fail. Fortunately, today, there are a lot of good masonry products, precast masonry products that work extremely well for retaining walls. It used to be that your best option was, you know, something that looked like railroad ties that were stacked up, and you had these railroad ties that would go back into the hillside. They were called dead men, because they would just lay there and hold the wall in. But eventually, that's what it was called. It was called the dead man. And you know, it was the piece that was perpendicular to the wall and was basically covered with soil, because that would be sort of the tie that would hold it in place. But today you could use precast retaining wall blocks. They're made by a number of great manufacturers. And you can stack those up once you prepare the base properly, and then just sort of backfill as you go. And remember to provide for proper drainage, because that really is the key. Whatever you do, you want to make sure that you're handling the water that's running down that hillside properly. And if you are built into a slope like that, it's really more important than ever to have what's called a swale, where the water sort of divides before it gets to the back of your house and then goes around the left and the right sides and then runs down, you know, to the street. But certainly that's an option, but it's a big project, and it's one that I would recommend you get professional help with because of the size and the scope of it. Well worth having a landscape architect or designer kind of spec that out for you, because if you're going to do it yourself, you'll know exactly what you have to do. And if you're not going to do it yourself, you can use that spec to get bids from qualified contractors, and you'll know that they're all going to be sort of bidding apples to apples. The problem is, if you just call a contractor and say, build me a retaining wall, everyone's going to build it slightly differently, and it's going to be hard for you to figure out what's the best choice, because the guy that's the cheapest may not be doing the best job or using the best materials. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So that's the way I'd approach it.
Oh, I appreciate your answer. I listen to your podcast every week.
Well, thank you so much for doing that, and we're so glad you called.
All right, thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.